Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Rachel Cruz is the author of Smart Money, Smart Kids, which is co-authored with her dad. It is a name that you know, Dave Ramsey, who's the guru of Christian finances. And their book reached number one on the New York Times bestseller list. So it is a real honor to have you for a few moments here on Family Life. Thank you for giving so generously your time.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
The stimulus checks are in the mail or possibly direct deposited. Some have already started showing up in New York and Pennsylvania. And it's really tempting in the environment we're in to stockpile food, upgrade the TV. The governor of New York says you don't need to pay your rent. You don't need to pay your mortgage for 90 days. Dave Ramsey and you, Rachel, you say otherwise. Can you tell me why?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's really important to stay as current as you can with your bills. If you need a grace period, you can take it. But listen, as much as you can put on your bills right now, that is so key. Because some industries, your utilities, your mortgage, some of these industries may come back and say, hey, your whole bill is now due in full at that fourth month. And so we're not exactly sure what the terms are of everything. And so to be able to stay as current as possible, focusing on four things: food, shelter, utilities, and transportation. Those are your needs. That's where all your money should go to, not your wants right now.
One of the things in one of your father's posts really caught my attention and made me pause and just think through what we're doing with our personal family finances. And he said, listen, you know, if you're skipping your mortgage for 3 months, just like you mentioned, on month four, there's no telling whether or not your mortgage company, your bank says, hey, we need all four payments or we're going to foreclose on your home. We could see a repeat of the 2008 housing bubble with foreclosures just skyrocketing as all these payments come due. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, that's the scary part is that, again, these grace periods are for times if you absolutely need it. But really, I really want you to focus on paying your bills as much as possible. And if you have been laid off or furloughed, it's a scary time. It really, really is. But there are so many industries that are hiring right now, even online. I mean, Zoom, places that you can actually tutor kids online. And then, of course, delivery services, FedEx drivers, Amazon. I mean, there are places hiring. So if you have less than income for a short period of time, pick up one or two of those jobs to actually bring money in so you can stay current with your bills. That's going to be really, really important.
Let's dig a little bit deeper into this. What does this actually look like? One of the things you talk about is a zero-based budget. What is a zero-based budget?
So a zero-based budget is your income minus all of your expenses, including giving and saving, should equal zero. So every dollar coming in is assigned to a category before the month begins. So if you do have an income still coming in, you've not lost your job, budget for that. Be very, very intentional and prioritize your needs versus your wants. And if you don't have an income coming in, maybe you have unemployment coming in, or maybe you're looking for that job, but whatever money is starting to come in or whatever money you have, be purposeful with that. Be intentional. And people that actually live on a budget and they start a budget, they say they feel like they got a raise because they didn't realize how much money they were spending on things they didn't really need. And so cutting back temporarily during this time is really wise.
I love what you had said earlier. You can find other ways to earn. So there's jobs in virtual communication, Zoom, Slack, Microsoft Teams, online earning, online schools are hiring, retailers online, grocery shopping services. One of my friends just got a job with DoorDash to supplement some of their income, food delivery services, grocery stores. So thinking about those needs, where you live, and telling every dollar you earn where to go. And you also mentioned covering your four walls, and that's a term I've never heard of before. Could you go into that in a little more depth?
Yes. So your four walls are basically the four things you need to survive. So it's food, shelter, so your rent or mortgage, utilities, keeping the lights on, the water running. Utilities, I will not include, sadly, subscriptions like Netflix and Hulu and all of that. I mean, this is literally to keep your house running. And then, of course, transportation, making sure the car is being paid if you have a car loan, but making sure that you still have your car. So those are really the four main things to focus on. And then everything else is a want. And you're going to find when you start listing out everything you spend money on, there are a lot of wants right now and a lot of things that you can cut just because of the world we're living in. So entertainment, for instance, like you don't need that. There's no concerts going on. You can't go to the movies. And so finding places that you can cut and save that money. And if you have lost your job and don't have an income, then stay current if you can with your debts. But just stockpile money. We always teach people to pay off debt. But when you are in a situation like a crisis of not having an income, then don't feel like you have to pay extra in your debts. Just stockpile some money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and transportation, shoot, we can cut almost all that and put it toward food, right?
That's right, exactly. Yes, and the food budget is up with all the kids home.
It is, yeah. I love some of the things that you had mentioned. Netflix could go on the chopping block, your gym, you can't go to the gym, apps that you have, some of those monthly boxes you get shipped, downgrading internet, phone, insurance, getting rid of cable. And another thing you mentioned was if you got a tax refund, to add that to your savings, don't spend it.
Yes, absolutely. If you do get it, now taxes have been extended till July 15th, but if you have filed and you get that refund, that's right. Don't think of it as free money. Actually apply it to your life and your bills.
One of the things that you had mentioned was to stop attacking debt and start stockpiling cash. And that blew my mind because I have been through a Financial Peace University. We're always trained, attack your debt. But this isn't the environment to attack debt.
Well, it's not if your income is unstable. So those people still earning an income and you're in an industry that you know you still will have that income, maybe you're a FedEx driver, for instance, then continue to pay on your debt. But if you have lost your job or you're in an industry that you think, you know, wow, my job could be cut off soon, then that's right. Pause your debts right now and just stockpile that money.
Your four walls matter more than your FICO scores. So
that's
call your
right.
lenders.
Amen.
Call your lenders. Explain. Most of them are offering some grace periods. This is really speaking to people's hearts right now, Rachel. And I just so appreciate your wisdom. Where can they go to learn a little bit more about some of the resources that you and your dad, Dave Ramsey, provide?
If you go to daveramsey.com/hope right now, we are offering a lot of our products at discount and our 14-day free trial of Financial Peace University. And I know you said you went through that, and so we're offering it for 14 days for free. So you can actually stream all the videos, binge those instead of Netflix while you're quarantined, learn how to control your money, learn to budget and get out of debt, and really live a life of freedom when it comes to your money.
Yeah, so don't turn your internet down yet. You need to go watch all the Dave Ramsey training. Then you can turn it down. I got one last question for you. People are scared. I'm watching the unemployment numbers flashing across the screen, and they say, we haven't even seen what's coming for unemployment yet. Can you speak to that fear?
Yeah, fear is a very real emotion right now, but fear makes a terrible financial advisor. So do not allow fear to make your financial decisions. You really have to focus on facts right now. And I just have hope in the American economy enough to know that we're going to get through this. We've gone through a lot as a country over the past couple of decades, and this is one event. It will be a distant memory, even though it's very hard and very scary. We're going to get through this. So have hope. Function in hope. Don't function in fear.